Mesechta Nazir, Daf Beis, we start a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah, and our Mesechta will deal with the Dinim of Naziris, which was found in the Torah in Pashas Nasai, Bamidba Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And in reality, it makes sense that Mesechta Nazir comes after Mesechta Zadarim, as Naziris is a form of a Neda, and just like, for example, by a Neda, we have a Din of Hafaras Nadarim and Hataras Nadarim, the same Dinim apply to Naziris as well. But the basic Dinim of Naziris are that if someone says, I want to be a Nazir, then the din is that Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoyim, and he has three basic dinim. Number one, he can't drink wine or eat any grape product. Number two, he can't cut his hair. And number three, he can't be Metame LeMesim, and he can't even be Metame to those Mesim that a Kohen Hedyek could be Metame to, meaning the Shiva Kravim, and he's more like a Kohen Gadol in that aspect. And when he finishes his 30 days of Naziris, the din is that he would cut off all of his hair. In addition, he would bring three Karbanis, he would bring a Chatos on an Ula as well as a Shlamim. However, the din is that if a Nazir becomes tummy while he's in his Naziris period, then it breaks off all the rest of the days of Naziris, and he has to restart his Naziris period after he becomes tar from his tumah. And prior to starting his Naziris, he actually has to bring three karbanis. He has to bring a sham Naziris as well as two birds, an oila and a chatas. So although in some respects Naziris is very similar to the dinim of Nadarim, however it has karbanis that are associated with it, and therefore it is also very similar to the din of kachim, and therefore at the beginning of the Gemara will ask, why is it that Masechtas Nazir was placed in Seder Nashim if L'chayr should have been placed in Seder Kodshim? And Masechtas Nazir will start in a very similar manner as the prior Masechta, Masechtas Nadarim, started, as the Mishnah over there started, Kol Kinuyi Nadarim Kinadarim, V'charam K'charam, V'shuas K'shvuas, V'naziris K'naziris. And the Gemara actually over there is that why is it over there in Masechtas Nadarim? We brought all four categories. Now our Mishnah will just start off and say very simply, Kol Kinuyi Naziris K'naziris, Ayin the Gemara, on that base in Masechtas Nadarim. And before we begin the Mishnah, let's just point out that in order to be Makabal on yourself Naziris, the Ikar Lashon would be to say Hareini Nazir, or to say Hareini Nazir Lashem, or to say Harei Alai Linig B'Naziris. However, just like we found the concept of Kinuyin and Yadai's B'Negei Nadarim, the same din applies B'Negei Naziris, and a Kinuy for Naziris or a Yad for Naziris would also work. And let us remind ourselves what the concept of Kinuyin and the concept of Yadai's mean. In regard to Kinuyin, there was Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in Masechtas Nadarim on Daf Yud. Rabbi Yechon held that Kinuyin is a Lashon Umais, meaning that the Lashon that we generally use to be Makabal Naziris is Hareini Nazir Hashem. However, any Lashon that's used in Umais Ha'ilam and any foreign language would also work, and by using such a Lashon, it would be a valid acceptance of Naziris. However, Reish Lakish learns that the concept of Kinuy was Lashon Shebadulam Chachamim, that Chachamim decided and made up words that people should use in place of saying the standard name of Naziris or Nadarim. And the reason why the Chachamim were misakin such words is because they were concerned that since the standard way to make a Nedar is by being matvisit by a carbon and saying that this thing should be also to me like a carbon, and a person would say carbon Lashem, and then potentially would say Lashem carbon, and the Chachamim were concerned that possibly a person will say the word Lashem, and prior to saying the word carbon, he would actually back out and decide not to make a Nedar, and therefore he'll be mighty shem shemayim levatala. And therefore they said, instead of saying the word Lashem carbon or carbon Lashem, a person should use a different language, and this way he won't say the word Lashem. And the same concern applied by Naziris, because a person may say Lashem Nazir, and therefore a person may say the word Lashem without saying the word Nazir, and it'll be mighty shem shemayim levatala. And therefore, once again, Chachamim or Misakin, different words to use in place of saying the Lashon Naziris. And the idea of Yadais is that even though generally in order to become a Nazir or to make a Neda, you should say the full Naziris and you should say the full Neda. However, if someone says a partial Lashon, which has mashmois, that he wants to be a Nazir or wants to make a Neda, that is considered a valid Neda or a valid Naziris. And as Taisus says on that Beis Amin Aleph, V'zeh Nikra Yadais Naziris Shalai Gami Diburai, because he didn't say out the entire Dibur of what he meant. However, Umahani Lachalav called the Naziris Ki Ilu Gami Diburai, it still will be a valid Lashon in order to be Makabal on himself all the Dinim of Naziris. Ka'adam Ha'ichas Bebeis Yad Shel Kli, and it's similar to the Yad of a Kli, meaning the handle of a Kli, that if someone lifts up the handle of a Kli, Umagbiyah Bekach Ki Ilu Eichas Bekli, and if he lifts up the Kli, he'll actually be able to lift up the entire Kli by just holding onto the handle. And here also, even though he only said a partial Naziris or a partial Nedah, that is considered as if he lifted up the entire Naziris, and it will be a complete Kabbalah's Naziris, and he will have all dinim of a Nazir. And keep in mind that once again, in Masechtas Nazir, we don't have Rashi, we have what's called the Mefarish, and generally we will learn the Rush, as well as Tosfos, who is very expansive in his pshat in this Gemara, similar to what the Ran did in Masechtas Nadarim. Our mission Mishnah begins, Kol kinui naziris kinaziris. If instead of using a standard lashon for naziris and saying harini nazir, someone used an equivalent lashon or some sort of a nickname, as the Rosh explains, Kol davar she'eina ika shmai, anything which is not the ika name, kein nikra kinui, is called a kinui, umahani lachal of naziris l'chol davar. And by using such a term, it helps that the naziris is chal for all dinim, and ke'ilu amma b'shema ika dehainu ahay nazir, that it's almost as if he said the actual nedah, and he said the words ahay nazir, that I should be a nazir. And the Mishnah will give examples in a moment. Immediately after the Mishnah says, Kol kinui naziris kinaziris, the Mishnah actually gives examples of yades, and as we'll see in the Gemara, it's as if chasur mechsa v'hachi tani, that after we say Kol kinui naziris kinaziris, it's as if the Mishnah said, Kol yades naziris kinaziris, and now the Mishnah gives examples of yades. Ha'oima ahay, if someone says ahay, then he'll be a nazir, and the Gemara will explain that it's not enough if he said the lashon ahay, and the Mishnah is discussing a case where there was a nazir over the front of, a nazir was passing by in front of Reuven, and Reuven said a hey, and then we say that must be that he meant to say, I want to be a nazir, just like the person that was passing in front of me, and therefore his naziris would be chal. This is a case of yades for naziris, and the Mishnah continues with another case where it would be a valid yad for naziris, and the Mishnah says, oi, another case, ahina, if Reuven says, I should be handsome, and the Gemara will explain, this is not a case where there was a nazir evil in front of, however, Reuven held on to his hair when he said this lashon, and therefore we're going to explain that he meant to say, I should be handsome by letting my hair grow, because I want to be a nazir. Then, as the Mishnah teaches us, nazir, that it is a valid kabbalist naziris. And the Mishnah now continues to explain the case of kinuyin. If Reuven says hareini nazik, or he said hareini naziach, or he said hareini paziach, hareini nazir, in this case, he will be a nazir, and this is based on the din of kinuyin. Either as Rabbi Yechlin says, these are lashon ha'umais, or like Rish Lakish says, that these are lashon shabadu chacham meliban. And the Mishnah continues to give four other examples as to how someone could be makabal naziris. If Reuven says hareini kazeh, while there was another evil in front of, he says, I want to be like this, or he was holding his hair and he said, Hareini misalsel, which the Gemara will explain means that I want to grow my hair in order that I could flip over my hair and I could twirl my hair, or he was holding on to his hair and he said, Hareini michalkel, I want to grow my hair, or he said, Harei l'shaleich pera, that I'm mekabel on myself to grow my hair for naziris, Harei zenazir, in all these cases, it is a valid kabbalist naziris. And the Mishnah continues with the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, Harei l'ay tzipayim, if Reuven says that I want to be chayiv tzipayim, so Rameya says he's considered a nazir at this point, and the superium that he referred to, and the superium that he was referring to are the shnei tayim or shnei bnei yoina that a person brings as chatas and oila if he becomes tamei as a nazir. The chachamim, the chum argue, and they say in a nazir this is not considered a kabbalas naziris, and the Gemara will explain the svarus of machlekes between Rameya and chachamim later on in the Gemara. And before beginning the Gemara, let's just point out a couple of things. Number one, b'degei yodais, Taisus as well as Rosh are bothered that l'chayyur, why did the Mishnah say ha'oima hey harayz nazir, and then give another example, oh yeah, hey, no, then he's a nazir. L'choy, we should have said that as one case, and it should have said, ha'ima hey, oh yeah, hey, no, then the din is that he's a nazir, he's a nazir. And Taisa says that he will explain this when we learn the Gemara in Daf Beis and Beis, but the Rosh actually explains right away, since the Gemara will explain that the case of a hey is where a nazir evil in front of, and the case of a hey, no, is a case where the person was holding onto his hair, and therefore they're talking about different scenarios, therefore we broke them up and we put them into two different cases. And I am the Rosh for further details. And number two, b'negei the din of kinuyin. So Taisus points out that there's machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, as we discuss, and Taisus asks that l'chayru l'fi Rabbi Yechon that kinuyin are lashon umais. So why is it that the Mishnah only brought three examples of nazik, naziach, and paziach? L'chayru, the Mishnah should just say if you said a lashon of naziris in any of the 70 lashonis, it is a valid lashon and a valid kabbalas naziris. And Taisus in Mechadish that there actually is a difference between these three lashonis and the other of the 70 languages, as in the rest of the languages, the only way that would be a valid kabbalas naziris is if the person that's making the kabbalas naziris actually understood the language. However, with these three lashonis, since they're very similar to lashon hakodesh, as the lashon nazik, naziach, and paziach sound like the word nazir and look like the word nazir, therefore, in this case, even if a person does not know that specific language, it would still be a kabbalas naziris. And Taisus then continues and says, according to Rish Lakish, that the lashon of kinuyin is lashon shebatal on chachamim. So l'chayra, how could it be that based on the chachamim picking out languages, which is really not a valid kabbalas naziris, that a person could go and bring a carbon, we should consider it as if he's bringing chulun bazara, as this is not really a valid kabbalas naziris, and it's only drabbanon. And Taisus gives two very different terutzim. His first terutz is that since when a person says these l'shoinis, he knows that the Chacham said that these are valid l'shoinis of Naziris, therefore he is mekabel Naziris on himself, and it's a valid Naziris even on a deraisatic level. And then Taisus continues and brings a major chiddush for Abachil Pirish, Reish Lakish Lavlin in carbon kama, that in a chanami, Reish Lakish is not saying this regarding bringing a carbon, because in a chanami, if a person is mekabel Naziris using one of these l'shoinis, it's not a valid Naziris midiraisa. El linim malchus, the lokium of al Nazirusai, shakim. That'll only be Chayiv Malkus and L'chorah only Malkus Mardis, because he's not actually Oiva on any Torah if he actually was Mekabel Naziris only B'loshin Shabbat L'chachamim Ayin Sham. And we begin our Gemara Mechtei. Let us see Tana B'Seid Nashim Kai. Our Tana Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is in the middle discussing Seid Nashim. So my time at Tadi Nazir. And why is it that at this point he speaks about Masechtas Nazir, if L'chorah Masechtas Nazir, since it speaks about Kabanis, should really be in Seid Kachim? And the Rush points out that even though at the beginning of Masechtas the Gemara actually explains what is the order of the Masechtas in the Seid Nashim, as we start with Ksubas, then we go to Nedarim, then Nazir, and then Saita. And the Gemara explains that since we have a parak in Masechtas Ksubas called Hamadir, so therefore right after Ksubas we speak about Nedarim, and since we speak about Nedarim and Nazir is a type of Neda, therefore we talk about Nazir, and once we speak about Nazir, then we speak about Saita based on the Klal of Rebbe that Klal of Reyes Saita Bekukula Yaza Atzma Minayayin, and therefore there's a Shaychus between Naziris and Saita. But Rush explains that that is only telling us that once we know that Nazir is in Seid Nashim, then the Gemara is giving us a reason why we have the order of the Masechtas. However, it doesn't explain why Nazir is actually in Seid Nashim. L'chayra should be in Seid Kachim. And the Rush is further bothered that L'chayra, why didn't the Gemara ask this question in Masechtas Nedarim, as what Shaychus does Nedarim have to Seid Nashim? And the Rush explains that the Gemara was not bothered by that because Nedarim is its own Masechta and has its own dinim, and therefore there wasn't a better place to put it then say the Nashim, because part of Nedarim is, of course, Hafaras Nedarim, where the Pasuk says, Bein Ishla Ishtai, Bein Avlo Bitai, and since it has to do with marriage, therefore it makes sense that we replace it in Seid Nashim, I in the Rush. And our Gemara continues and explains, Tana Krakai, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was putting together Seid Nashim, and he came across the Pasuk in Kisese that says, V'hoyim le'sim sechein be'inav, ki matzuba eves dava, that if a person wants to divorce his wife because he found that she was Mizana, and as the Rush points out, that even though we don't Pasuk like Rabbi Kiva, that the only way to give your wife a divorce is only if you found Erbis Dava. However, Lamaisa, Roiva Megashim Aide, Erbis Dava Megashim, the Roy people that Megarish their wives, it's because they found that she was Mizana. Since we know, based on a woman becoming a Saita, a person is Chayiv to be Yazir Atzman Minayayin, therefore, as the Gemara says now, Rebbe was Mesada, Mesechtas Nazir, in Seid Nashim. And as the Gemara says, Vahachikama, and that's why we said, Migarm La Avera, who caused her to do this Avera and be Mizana? Yayin, it was because she drank wine. And we know Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi himself said in Masechtas Brachos and in Masechtas Saita, Kol Reyes Saita B'Kukula Yaza Atzma Minayayin, that anyone sees a Saita in her embarrassment when she's taken into the Beis HaMikdash and she has to drink from the Mayim HaMa'arim and she has to reveal herself and address herself in public, and you see the terrible destruction that wine could cause, then you should accept on yourself the Dinim of Naziris and you should become a Parish Minayayin. And the Gemara continues and asks a similar question that the Gemara asks in Masechtas Nedarim, Pasuk B'Kinuyin, Amish started off by saying Kol Kinu Naziris Kinaziris, and then Mefarish Yadais, we explain the dinim of Yadais as the cases of Oy Ma'ahei Harezeh Nazira, and the second case of the Mishnah Oy Ahei Na Nazira, those are cases of Yadis Naziris and not of Kinu Naziris. And why does the Mishnah go right away to discuss Yadais if we're not even discussing the dinim of Yadais? And the Gemara explains Amar Rava, Rava states V'itema Kadi, and some say it wasn't said by anyone, it was anonymous, or some say the Lashon Kadi is a Lashon of an actual Amira Chasur Mechsav Hachik Tani, we're actually missing words in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah should really read as follows. First of all, Kol Kinuyin Naziris Kinaziris, any Kinuyim for Naziris is a valid Kabbalah Naziris, and number two, Vyadis Naziris Kinaziris, and if someone says a partial Kabbalah Naziris, that's also considered a valid Kabbalah Naziris, Ve'elohen Yadis, and then the Mishnah continues and explains to us Yadis, Ha'ima, Hey, Harez a Nazar, and the first example that the Mishnah gives is a case where a person said a Hey, and it was a Nazar, evil of fun of, and therefore he becomes a Nazar. And the Gemara continues to ask that if we said that the way to learn the Mishnah is Kol Kinuyin Naziris Kinaziris and Kol Yadis Naziris is Kinaziris. L'chayu, when we're starting to give examples V'lifrish Kinuyin Bereisha, we should give examples of Kinuyin Naziris first, because that was what was mentioned first in the Mishnah. And the Rishonim asked that L'chayu, why does the Gemara just answer that instead of saying that Chasur Mechsav Hachitani and we should learn to call the Kinuyin Naziris Kinaziris and Kol Yadis Naziris Kinaziris, why don't we say that the words that are missing are at the beginning of the parak, and really the parak should start off Kol Yadis Naziris Kinaziris, and then the second din should be Kol Kinuyin Naziris Kinaziris. And the Rishonim Rishonim explained that even if there would be Chsur Mechsar, it doesn't make sense that Rebbe would leave out the first few words of a Perek, and it must be that he left it out after he started off by saying Kol Kinu Nazirus Kinazirus. Therefore, he figured out that people would realize that he means to say afterwards Kol Yodis Nazirus Kinazirus. And the Gemara answers, Tana Mahuda Salakohu Mefarash Bereisha, that it's standard practice of a Tana that after he finishes giving the Klolim, then once he finishes the Klolim, he'll start off and explain the second Klal or the last Klal first. And the Gemara now brings three examples. Kidithan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chafam Beis, at the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, Bameh Madlikin or Bameh Madlikin, was speaking about what you're allowed to use as your Shemen and your Psilais to be Madlik Neri Shabbos. And although the Mishnah starts off Bameh Madlikin and only then says Bameh Madlikin, still Mefarish Ein Madlikin Bereisha was still Mefarish the Dinam of Ein Madlikin first. And the same applies by the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Bem Zayin or Beis, Bameh Taimnin or Ma'in Taimnin, when the Mishnah over there is talking about insulating things on Shabbos and we're discussing the positive and negative. So the Mishnah starts off with Bameh Taimnin, and even so, Mefarish Ein Taimnin Bereisha, we first explain the things that you can insulate with first, and only afterwards we explain Bameh Taimnin. And the same is in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos of Daf Nun Zayin, Bameh Ishi Yitzah v'Bameh Ini Yitzah, when the Mishnah is discussing what type of tachshitin a woman could go out with and what type of tachshitin she cannot go out with. So although the Mishnah starts off Bameh Ishi Yitzah, however, Mefarish Lo Teitzei Isha Bereisha, and it still explains the dinim of a woman not going out with specific tachshitin first, and then it goes back to explain Bameh Ishi Yitzah. And therefore, even though our Mishnah starts off Kol Kinu Nazirus Kinazirus, and then we say Kol Yodis Nazirus Kinazirus, the Mishnah continues and explains the Yodis Nazirus before it explains Kinu Nazirus. But the Gemara now asks, V'atran, how can you say this is a klal? But we have a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos as well on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is discussing that a person can't let his behemoths go out with certain things, and the Mishnah starts Bameh Behemah Yitzah V'Meh Ini Yitzah, and over there the Mishnah doesn't continue to explain the second part of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is Mefarish Yitzah Gom Bereisha, the things that Bameh Behemah Yitzah first. So we see that the order goes in the order that the Mishnah started with, and we don't start with what it ended with. And the same applies in Masechta Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Ches, when the Mishnah over there is talking about Dinim Yerusha. The Mishnah begins by saying Yesh Neichel Mamchilin, these are the people that could be Neichel, that they receive Yerusha and they could give Yerusha. And then it says Neichel Vlei Mamchilin, or Mamchilin Vlei Neichlin, and Loi Neichel Vlei Mamchilin, and Mefarish Elo Neichel Mamchilin Bereisha. And over there we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah and we start explaining the Dinim of a person that could receive Yerusha and give over Yerusha first, and then we continue on with the rest of the dinim. So we see that this is not necessarily a klal, and therefore why is it that in our Mishnah we decide to say Kol Kinuyim Naziris Kinaziris and Kol Yodis Naziris Kinaziris and then explain Yodis before we explain Kinuyim? And the Gemara answers that in a Chanami there is no klal and there is no one way that the Tana does it, and the Tana has specific reasons every time the Tana mentions something. And as the Gemara says, Elohim Tani Hachi V'Tani Hachi, really the Tana of the Mishnah sometimes will say the Mishnah in a certain way and sometimes he will say it in other ways, meaning sometimes he'll start off with item A and then continue to B and explain B and then explain A, and sometimes he'll start off with A, continue to B, and then go explain A and then finally explain B. And the Gemara further explains Al Hasan Yisur Nafshehu Mefarish Yisur Nafsheh Bereisha, in the three Mishnahs that we brought from Masechta Shabbos of Bameh Madlikin, Bameh Taimnin, and Bameh Ishi Yitzah, over there, since the Issa applies to the person himself and the person themselves potentially could be doing a Dava Asa, so therefore the Gemara explains the Dava Asa first, because the person wants to make sure to keep away from that Dava Asa, and that is much more chashuv to him, and that's why we say Bameh Ein Madlikin, and we discuss Bameh Ein Taimnin and Bameh Ein Yitzah first, and then we go back to the Dava Amutah. However, Gavi Behima, in the case of Masechta Shabbos, Bameh Behim Yitzah, Bameh Ein Yitzah, over there, the Surah Ayiri Behima Huda Asi, Mefarash HaTeir Bereisha, since the Issa over there is not as Chama, because the person himself is not doing an action, it's only that he's Chayiv to make sure that his Behima doesn't do an action. So over there, we speak about the Dava Amutah first, and only afterwards we go and speak about the Dava Asa. Now, of course, although these explanations explain the Mishnayis and Masechta Shabbos, however, this explanation doesn't help us and doesn't apply to the Mishnah Masechta Barbasra that says Yesh Neichlin Umanchilin, and we explain Yesh Neichlin Umanchilin first, and also doesn't explain Pshat HaMishnah, where we start off with Kinuyin and then continue to Yodais, and then we explain Yodais first, and in both of these Mishnayis, there's no Issa involved at all. And the Gemara continues that of Beis on Beis, and the Gemara explains, Gabi Yesh Neichlin Nami Mefarish Ikka Nachla Bereisha, B'negei Yesh Neichlin. We could also explain that even though we have four different klolim over there, the Mishnah goes back to the beginning and explains the case of Yesh Neichlin Manchilin, because that's the Ikka Nachla, and that's first explaining to us that the concept of inheritance, and only after we understand the concept of inheritance, then we could go and explain who is it that doesn't get Yerusha, as well as other cases and other scenarios where a person doesn't give over Yerusha to other people. Therefore, at this point, the Gemara is left with only one question, Elohacha Lifrish Kinuyim Breisha, L'chayra, in our Mishnah, since there's no Is involved, then L'chayra, the Tana should explain the Dinam of Kinui first, because it starts off, Kol Kinui Naziris, Kinaziris, and then it continues and says, Kol Yadis Naziris, Kinaziris, and we should go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Al Hainu Tayam, the reason in our Mishnah that we start off with Kinui and go to Yadis, and then we explain Yadis first, is because Yadis, Hoyo V'Asle Midrasha Chavivale, that since the idea of Yadis is only learned from a drasha, so therefore that's chaviv to the Tanava Mishnah, and that's why the Tanava Mishnah gives an example of Yadis Naziris prior to giving examples of Kinui of Naziris. And the Gemara continues and is still not satisfied, as the Gemara asks, V'liftach b'hem b'resha, if it's true that since Yadis are asim midrasha, therefore it's chavivle, and that's why we give the examples of Yadis first, then l'chaya, we should say the klal of Yadis first, and the Mishnah should have started, call Yadis Naziris, Kinaziris, and then continue, call Kinui Naziris, Kinaziris, and then explain Yadis first. And finally, the Gemara answers, Tana ki maskel maskel be'ikar karbin, that when the Tana starts off the Masechta and he's starting to talk about the din of Nazir, so he wants to tell us what the ikar din of Naziris is. And of course, that is when someone says Hareini Nazir, or he uses a kinui, because a kinui is exactly like he said Hareini Nazir, but he just said it either like Rabbi Eichon says in a different lashon, or if it's like Rabbi Shlokish in a lashon Shabbatul Chachamim, but it's an ikar neda. And even though he may have said Hareini Nazik or Hareini Naziach or Hareini Paziach, it's as if he said Hareini Nazir. And therefore, we wanted to give you the basic din of Naziris before we get into other things which are not the Ikka Naziris. For example, like Yodais, which are only a partial way of making a Naziris, and even though it works, but it's only learned from a Pasuk, and therefore it's not as clear. And once the Tanava Mishnah taught us the Ikka din of Naziris, and he taught us Kol Kinu Naziris Kin Naziris, and then he taught us that there's also a concept of making a partial declaration of Naziris, and there's a din of Kol Yodais Naziris Kin Naziris, then he said, L'maisa Yodais or Mochavu to me, because the Aslei Midrasha, and therefore, that's why when the Tana comes to give examples of what Yadais are and what Kinuyin are, he starts off with Yadais. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the first example that the Mishnah gave as to Yadais Naziris was a case where someone says, I should be, and then the din is that he becomes a Nazir. And the Gemara asks, how can you say he becomes a Nazir? Maybe when he said, I should be, he didn't mean I should be a Nazir, and he really meant to say, I should be Chayiv Tainis. And as the Rosh says, how can you be Mechayiv this Nazir at the end of his Naziris period to bring Kabbanis, if he's going to bring Kabbanis to Hazara, and it may be that he's bringing Chum Lazara. And the Rosh continues, V'oid, I feel Nazir Safik Lehavi. Even in this case, it's not even a Nazir Safik. To keep in the Iklame Mahachi Vahachi, since there's a possibility that he meant either one, either he meant I want to be a Nazir or I want to be Mekabal Tainis, Harminon, we have a cloud that Stam Naziris is Lahakal. And the Gemara answers, Amma Shmuel, Shmuel taught us, Kagain Shari Nazir, Oyvul Afanav. The case of our Mishnah was where there was a Nazir that was passing in front of Reuven, and Reuven said, Ahay, I want to be. And therefore, it's clear that he meant to say, I want to be like this person that's passing in front of me, and I want to be a Nazir, and this is a Yad Mechiyach. And the Gemara continues that we have a Machlekes, if Yadayim Shem Mechiyach says, Have Yadayim or Lo Have Yadayim, and the Gemara says, Leim Kasav Shmuel, let us say that we could bring a Raya from Shmuel, that Yadayim Shem Mechiyach says, Lo Have Yadayim. As L'Chariah, why did Shmuel have to give a Teretz that was a Nazir Oivel of fun of? As L'Chariah, if Shmuel holds Yadayim Shem Mechiyach says, Have Yadayim, so even if there was not a Nazir walking in front of Reuben when he said, Hey, L'maisa, it's more Muchach that he meant to say, I want to be a Nazir, than saying that he wants to be betainus, as the Rosh explains, because when a person says, I want to be, it's mashman, he wants to make a change in his body itself. And by becoming a Nazir, a person changes his actual status. And therefore, it's definitely more muchach that the word ahay is referring to becoming a Nazir than saying that ahay means I want to be a tainus for one day. And therefore, by the fact that Shmuel had to say that our Mishnah specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven had a Nazir that was able to fun of, and he said ahay, so it's mashman that Shmuel generally would hold that Yadayim She'im Mechiches lo yavin Yadayim. And Lemaisa Masechta Kedushin on Daf Heyom Beis, it's Muchach that Shmuel holds Yadayim She'im Mechiches having Yadayim, as Shmuel says that if a man says to a woman Harei Mekudeshes, and he doesn't say Harei Mekudeshes Li, that it is a valid Kedushin, because we say Yadayim She'im Mechiches having Yadayim. And Ayin in Taisis Dibam Maskel Leim Mekasav Shmuel Yadayim She'im Mechiches lo yavin Yadayim. And although that Taisis learns the Maskonis HaGemara differently than the Rosh, and Taisis has a different Gersa in the Maskonis HaGemara, and therefore he actually learns that the Gemara will ultimately come out and say that Inachanami Shmuel holds that Yadayim She'im Mechiches lo yavin Yadayim. However, in the Gemara's Havmina, Taisus points out that the reason why we would say that even if a Nazir is not evil of fun of, that we would still say that Lashon Ahay is more mashma a Lashon of Naziris than it's mashma a Lashon of Ahay B'tainis. And that is because the Lashon Ahay is mashma that I want something to be chalami me right at this moment. And even if it's in the middle of the day and Reuven already drank or ate wine products or grape products during this day, he could still be Mekabel Naziris in the middle of the day. And of course, course, this is not necessarily true, but negeya tainis, as if someone already ate or drank during that day, and then he says, I hate tainis, I want to start a tainis. Of course, the tainis doesn't start right at that moment, and he has to wait until the next morning to start his tainis. And therefore, definitely the words are hey is mashma more that he wants to be makabal naziris than he wants to be makabal tainis on himself. And of course, this is different than we brought down from the Rush, who explained that the lashon of a hey is more mashma lashon naziris than the lashon of tainis, because the Rush explained that hey mashma the koy agufei l'shem noisei l'shem kadosh v'hainu shei nikra nazir aval yosh b'tainis ein shmoy mishtana, as we already explained. And based on this question, the Gemara now answers Amri in the yeshiva. They responded that b'zman shenazir avi l'fanav lek l'svuka b'milsa achrina, that in a chenami, although you thought that when there's a nazir avi l'fanav, then certainly he only meant a hey nazir, and it couldn't have been that he meant a hey b'tainis. Really, when a person says a hey and there's a nazir avi l'fanav, it really seems that he means to say I want to be a nazir, but there is a slight possibility they meant a hebetainis, and therefore in that case it's really a daim shemichichas. And in that case, Shmuel is telling us that since it was another evil fun of, even though it's your daim shemichichas, then it is that it's having your daim, and that's why when he said a hey, it's considered a valid kabbalas naziris. Aval ein another evil fun of, if it would be a case where the nazir was not walking in front of Reuven when he said the lashon a hey, aminon dilma hebetainis kama, maybe when Reuven said the lashon a hey, then we actually have a safek hashakol, and it could be he meant to say I want to be a nazir, but it also means that he meant to say, I want to be Makabal Tainis, and since at best this is a Suffolk HaShoko, therefore this would be in the category of Yadayim Shem Mechichis Klal, and all agree that Loyam Yadayim, that the Loshon Ahe by itself is now valid Kabbalah Naziris. And the Gemara continues, V'dilma Lo Petrimen Kabbalahis of Kama, Ena Chenami, when there's another evil of fun of, and a person says a hey, then definitely it's Mu'a Muchach, then he means to say, I want to be something relevant to this Nazir. However, Lemaisa could still mean that I want to have relevance to this Nazir by patering him from his Kabbalahis and paying for his kabbonis that he needs when he completes his Naziris period, and he's chayav to bring an oila shlamim and a chatas. And the Gemara answers the ka'ama b'libai, not only when he said a hey was there a nazir evil fun of, Reuven tells us that at that time his kavanas halev was that he wanted to be a nazir. And the Gemara asks if that's true, that there was a nazir evil fun of, and that was actually his kavana. So my lemeimer, what's a chiddush in Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, ma'ur tema b'inam piv b'libai shavin. You may think that even though he thought that he wanted to be a nazir, but since he only said the term a hey, maybe that's not enough, and you have to have pivli b'yishavin, and you have to say ahei nazir kamash one. So therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that since it was nazir evil fun of, and therefore certainly we know that in most likelihood he was thinking about something to do with naziris. And now there's only a question if he was thinking about becoming an actual nazir, or only was thinking about donating the kabbonis for this nazir. So in this specific case, we could actually rely on his machshava and what was dvarim shebelev, and we could say that it must be that when he said aha, he meant to say ahei nazir, I want to be a nazir, and that is considered like pivoli by shavim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the second case of Yodis of Naziris was a Hina. If Reuven says, I want to be handsome, then Nazir, then he's considered a valid Nazir, and it's a valid Kabbalas Naziris. And the Gemara asks, Bilduma, Nala Fonab Mitzvahs, who said when he said a Hina, he was referring to his hair, and therefore he was being Makabal Naziris. Maybe he meant to say, I want to be beautiful in front of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to do mitzvahs beautifully. Kitanya, as we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Pasha B'Shalach, Zek Kelim Van Beyu, and we learn out, Asnal of Fun of Mitzvahs, beautify yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing mitzvahs properly. As the fun of Sukkah, make a beautiful Sukkah, Lulav Na, a beautiful Lulav, Tzitzis Na, a beautiful Tzitzis, Echtav Lefan of Sefer Torah Na, and write for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a beautiful Sefer Torah, Bechachenu Bishurari Naim, and wrap the Sefer Torah in beautiful silks. And the Gemara answers, Amma Shmuel, Shmuel explains, over here we're not talking about a case where there was Nazar Evil of Fun of, and we will get back to this point in a moment. However, the Mishnah is talking about a case, Shetafas Bisari Va'oma Ahina, that when he said the Lashon Ahina, Reuven was actually holding on to his hair, and therefore we realize it must mean that I want to be no b'mitzvahs that are totally in here, and I want to be a nazir. And now that we saw the teretz of Shmuel, so let's go back to our original question, that why is it when the Mishnah is explaining Yodis and Naziris that the Mishnah says ha'ima hei ha'reiz a nazir, and then it says another case oya hei no, and that is also Naziris, and why did it break it up into two cases? And really it should have said ha'ima hei oya hei no ha'reiz a nazir. And Tyson Dio Maskel on Shmuel Shetafis Besarai, he explains that the reason is as follows, because in the second case of the Mishnah, where someone said Ahina, in this case, Shmuel could not explain that the person was not Tafis Besari, and it was just Nazar Evil of Fun of. And as Taisa says, the Hacha Diba Shalim Kama, since he said a Lashon of Ahina, that is a complete Diba of Eloi Tafis Besari, Afilu Ki Nazar Evil of Fun of, Mishta Beshaper, Ahina Besha Mitzvahs Kemaya Naziris. So in a case where a person says a full Diba and he says Ahina, so since the Mashmah Shmoyis could be. Either I mean I want to be beautified by keeping the mitzvah of Naziris, or it means I want to beautify other mitzvahs, and that it has an equal mashmoyis. So even if it would be Nazar Evil Afanav, since it was a complete Dibah, we won't say that he meant one over the other. And the only reason this Yad works is because he was toughest Besarai, and therefore we know what he meant to say is, I want to beautify a mitzvah that is taller in my hair, which is of course Naziris. And Taisus continues to explain that in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said, hey, Shmuel had to give a specific teretz and say that it's talking about a specific scenario of a Nazar Evil Afanav, and Shmuel could not say that it was talking about a case where when Reuven said, hey, he was toughest Besarai, because the word hey just means I will be, and has nothing to do with his hair, and therefore the Lashon hey could be mashma that hey betainis, or it could be mashma a hey benaziris, even if Reuven held on to his hair. And the only reason why it was more mashma a hey benaziris was only because it was Nazar Evil Afanav, and therefore Taisus explains that now that we see that Lefi Shmuel, we had to come on to two separate akimtas to explain the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah, then although in a chanami, they're both cases of Yadis Naziris, but Lemaisa, they're completely separate dinim, and therefore the Mishnah broke it up into two separate cases and it made sure to say, Harez Nazar Lagabi, both of them. And the Gemara now asks, Nazir Milsad Avera of Amrin Leina, that how could the Mishnah say that the Lashon Ahina refers to becoming a Nazir if Lachira there's a part of Naziris that's considered Avera, and therefore how could it be that when someone's being Makabal Naziris, they would use the term Na to be Makabal something which is an Avera? And we continue on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says, in Eina Chinami, Dafilu Rabbi Elazar HaKapo, even according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar HaKapo that we will have in Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, that learns from the Pasuk that says, V'chipa Allah Meshechot Al Nefesh, and the Omar that he says that Nazir Chayte, that it is a part of Naziris that's considered Chayt, Hanimili Gabi Nazir Tomei, that's referring specifically to a case, a Nazir that became Tomei and was Mitami Lamesim, and specifically in that case, for example, when a Nazir was Mekabal himself to be a Nazir for 30 days, and then he became Tomei, the Aida de Bay Misa, and since when he becomes Tomei, he has to break the original counting of the Naziris. So for example, if he was on day 15 and he became Tomei, then he has to become Tar, he has to bring Kabanis, and then he has to start his count once again, and he has to count a new 30-day period for his Naziris. And the Amr Rahmanah, the Torah tells us, Vayom Rishayim Yiplu Ki Tomei Nizrei, that the first days that he already counted fall off, and they're no longer counted because he became Tomei. Therefore, specifically in that case, where originally he thought he would only be a Nazir and have Dinim of Naziris for 30 days, and now he became Tomei, and therefore his Naziris period lasted a very long time, because even when he's Tomei, he's asked to drink wine, and he still has to keep Dinim of Naziris. So the Gemara explains, Hasamu Dilma Asalim Eval Nazirusei. So over there, it's very possible that a person will be Ivan his Naziris, and he'll come to drink wine, because he won't be able to withstand such a long period of Naziris. And that's why specifically over there, Rabbi Elazar HaKapa taught us that Nazir is considered a Chayte. And the Rush explains this even further, that this person that now has to keep his Naziris for such a long time, he may be Tayali Rishinus, and he may be Mischarit on becoming a Nazir at all. And as we know, that if a person is Mischarit and has a Pesach to take away the Naziris, they really could go to a Dayan and potentially be Matan Neda and be Iker the Naziris to Mafreya. And therefore, it's almost as if this person doesn't have Naziris, and at the end of his Naziris, Lemaisa, this person will have to still bring his Kabanis, and it's as if he's bringing Chulun Azara, I in the Rush. However, as the Gemara continues, Abel Nazir Tar Lav Chayte Karibah. However, someone that's a Nazir and he remains Tar his entire period of Naziris, and therefore he's not going to be Mescharet of Naziris, and he accepted him upon himself a specific amount of days of Naziris, and therefore he understood what he has to do, and he won't be over on his Naziris, as he knew what he was getting himself into. So in a regular case of Naziris, that is not considered a person that is Chayte. Therefore, it's possible when someone wants to be Mekabal on themselves in Naziris, that they use a Lashon of a Hei Na, as the Lashon Na is appropriate to use for Naziris. And 8 lines on the bottom of that Beis and Beis, Taisus asked the following question, that Lemaisa, how could the Gemara say that Rabbi Elazar HaKapa is only discussing a case of a Nazir that became Tamei, and that is the only Nazir that's considered a Chayte? If Lemaisa, in general, when we bring down the din of Rabbi Elazar HaKapa, it's brought down even Lagabe and Nazir Tar, and the reason is, Hashem Shetzi Atzmim Min Hayayin, and therefore we see Rabbi Elazar HaKapa holds that every Nazir is considered a Chayte, and the Shem Chayte is not only reserved for a Nazir Tamei, but is also applicable to a Nazir Tar. And Taisus then says, V'yesh Lema, the Tar Namik Sas Kar Lechayte, certainly even a Nazir Tar, definitely slightly a Chayte, U'mekal Makam HaMitzvah Rabba Alachet. However, the mitzvah of Naziris is definitely stronger and much greater than the Chet, V'lkach Kar Lechayna, and therefore when someone says, Ahina, that could apply to Naziris B'tayra. And Taisus brings a Raya to this aside, meaning to have Misan Atanis Chaloyim B'Shabbos, just like someone that fears Atanis Chaloyim on Shabbos, the Yesh Le Mitzvah Levata Chaloyim, even though, of course, there's a mitzvah to be mabatav l'chaloyim and fast, but a ksas avera also l'maisa he did a small avera shesana b'shabbes since he l'maisa fasted on Shabbos. Shari tzarich leisha b'tayns l'machus haShabbos l'chapel shesana b'shabbes that we know that he still has to fast another time on Sunday in order to be mechapa on the fact that he had to fast on Shabbos. But of course, there definitely was a very valid reason for him to do this mitzvah and to make sure he fasts on Shabbos. And Taisus ends off what the Gemara means over here is avon nazir tamei, but b'degei a nazir tamei rachmona kari chayte. The Torah is calling him a chayte lefishu seises nizrei because l'maisa he's breaking his nazirus v'tzarech lachsel in zirusai and he'll have to go and return and do his nazirus again. The kavod be'in of hamaisa and he will be difficult for him v'toya al rishonis and like we explained he'll be toya on the original maisa of the nazirus. Therefore his chayte will be greater than his mitzvah and certainly regarding a nazir that becomes tamei the lashon hara would not apply, and we will stop over here.